Fear of robots taking away jobs is so great that many Australians want the government to step in as an employer of last resort, according to a new survey. The poll commissioned by Unions New South Wales found 80% of respondents thought automation would soon replace much of the work currently done by humans. Two-thirds of the respondents backed the idea of a work-for-all scheme. Barbara Miller reports.
When another restructure was announced at Perry Merrick's work, her heart sank.
When the talk starts about restructure, regardless of your position, you feel very nervous.
After 17 years at one of the big four banks, her role was declared redundant, and the 47-year-old took a package and left.
The first thing comes to my mind is always my children. How will I look after my family?
Increasing automation was partly behind the decision to cut the mother of four's role. A survey conducted by YouGov for Unions New South Wales found 80% of people think many current jobs will be replaced by robots or computers within the next 30 years.
We'll probably have people sitting at home, having their groceries delivered by drones, ordering online. No money exchanging hands. I think it's going to be a very, very different world.
That's Mark Morey, Secretary of Unions New South Wales, ruminating on how life on a busy Sydney street might look in the future.
Is that just progress, though?
It is progress, but I think we know that one in three jobs in the next 15 to 20 years is going to disappear. One of the things we're calling for is for government to think about big picture, how are we going to ensure that people are engaged in society and their communities into the future?
The bold ideas that the union would like the government to consider include the introduction of a universal basic income, backed by half the survey respondents, or a jobs guarantee, where the government provided work for those who couldn't find it elsewhere, a proposal backed by two-thirds of the 1,000 people surveyed. Angela Knox is an Associate Professor of Work and Organisational Studies at the University of Sydney's Business School.
A lot of governments and intergovernmental bodies are talking more and more about this kind of income protection. I imagine it is going to become more important and something that governments will start to introduce in the coming years.
And the idea of the government as an employer of last resort didn't sound too far-fetched to some of those AM approached.
I agree. I think the more people that have equal opportunities and access to roles should be available to all.
Away from my grandchildren, we were just talking about this morning, how will my grandchildren, what sort of work situation are they going to be in?
If there's not as many jobs, should the government step in?
Definitely, definitely. I think so.
Though not everyone agreed automation was that big a threat.
One job goes out the window, another one opens.
Perry Merrick is gearing up to start looking for another job. But it's not just the robots she's worried about replacing her.
There are many, many young people just out of university. And then you just think, look, you're middle-aged, how will you compete with them?
That's Sydney woman Perry Merrick ending Barbara Miller's report.